Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
All right, raise your hand if you have expensive children. It's a redundancy for many of us, I know. The tuition, the gas money, the devices, and my goodness, the coffees, the shoes. Well, listen now to two lower-maintenance young men. They're high school seniors trying to sell financial literacy to their peers. And listen carefully for a surprise voice that's going to come in this segment. For now, let's introduce two members of our Class of 2024 voices. Aaron Tun is a senior at Mariner High School in Everett, Washington. Aaron, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
And Jimmy Marino is on the line. He goes to Chelsea High School in Chelsea, Massachusetts, where he is also a senior. Jimmy, hi to you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So, Jimmy, let me start with you. You're part of the group Massachusetts Association of Student Reps, and you help write legislation that would require high schools to teach financial literacy. So I want to talk to you about your financial literacy. Do you have any idea how much you spend a month?
I can't necessarily give you a rough number because I really don't know.
Aaron, how about you? Do you have an idea, a ballpark?
I think I pay for things like gas, food when I'm out, and other like little gifts and presents for me and other people, but I can't really give you a good estimate on that either.
Yeah, no, that's all right. Aaron, let me put this next question to you. You're in the state of Washington, where there's also a bill making its way through the legislature. It would, if it becomes law, you won't be affected, but it would impact your sister. And again, this would be on financial literacy. And one thing I kind of read on the topic is it's a good idea to try to separate what I need versus what I want. Both of you guys are going off to college. So, Aaron, have you thought about what's on your need list versus want?
For me, what I define need and want as is I define need as something that it's a item or a thing that would really play a crucial part in the operating system of my life. And I feel like that would be things like food, as opposed to want as being my interests.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, part of the whole needs versus wants, and you know, I still kind of go through that. It's a matter of sometimes it's money self-control. And let me put this to both of you, maybe Aaron first. Do you have a system where you're putting money aside to save for whatever?
I personally really like to save money, and spending it, it doesn't like sit well with me when I spend money that I know that I could be saving. So I always like to put money into my savings account almost immediately. And I really like to have a system of save as much as possible and just spend when necessary.
Yeah. Aaron, what is your job?
I work as a referee, a soccer referee.
Okay. Two of my boys have done that. I know the money's pretty good. And Jimmy, how about you? Do you have a job or you plan to have one in school?
Yeah, so I have a job. I'm currently a cashier. So what I do around saving money is, for me, I'm going to college next year. So I think an important part of my life is saving for college. So kind of like the system I go by is like saving 60% of what I make and putting it into a savings account for college. And the rest of the money, about like 20% is like for personal spending. And the other 20% is just personal savings. I think it's imperative to have this financial education because not everyone is in the position to budget and stuff like that. For example, a lot of my peers are helping their parents pay bills. They don't necessarily have the skills to budget money aside for things that would benefit them in the future because they're strained with like providing for their family, having food on the table, and all these other things.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Let me pause for our big reveal for our listeners. Joining us now is perhaps my favorite personal finance writer, Michelle Singletary of the Washington Post. Michelle, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, any feedback on what you just heard from Aaron and or Jimmy?
I just want to adopt them. I mean, they are very financially astute young men. I love what they were saying about saving first and the importance of looking in the future, and particularly Jimmy's strategy of saving his money now for college. That's what we did, my husband and I did for our children when they worked during the summer and during the year. As much as what Jimmy said, 60 to 70%, sometimes as much as 80 went towards when they would about to go to college, and they then use that money during the year to supplement whatever we help pay for them.
Yeah. And Michelle, what is the most important advice you have for these guys as they head to college in a few months?
Well, I think they are on a great track already. They have developed the habit of saving first. And, you know, it's so interesting because there's so much information out there for young adults, like you should be investing, you should be getting a house, you should be a million by 30. But really the basic line for them now is to develop that habit to save as much as they possibly can afford from their income. Develop that muscle first. And then you move on to investing in some other things. But if you don't exercise that muscle, you don't build it up, that could be a problem later in life.
Yeah. And is there a good way logistically to save? Somehow, I don't know, stick the money somewhere where I don't even see it in the first place?
Yeah. So the best strategy is to do it automatically, which it sounds like the young gentlemen are doing. And so whenever you get a paycheck, you can either have your employer separate that check into different accounts, or you can do it yourself. Many banks will allow you to do automatic savings into another part, you know, another checking or savings account. And so you get your paycheck and you send, you know, whatever percentage you need for your living expenses to your household or, you know, your monthly checking account that you use to pay things, and then a savings account, and ship that money off to that account. Don't get an ATM card with it, or if you get one, leave it at home. And so that money begins to be the untouchable money. That's the untouchable, you know, they're too young to know about that show Untouchables, but it would be the untouchable money.
She also gives movie recommendations, you guys, because The Untouchables is something you need to watch. Let me turn the tables. I understand each of you has a question for Michelle. So Jimmy, can you go first? Pose your question to Michelle, please.
So a big thing for a lot of like Gen Z and teenagers now is getting into college. So with the rising costs of college, what is your number one tip that you would give to current teenagers who are looking not to get into tons of student loan debt, but also get a higher quality education?
Yeah, so there's a lot of pressure for you all right now to get into a certain kind of college. So what I would say is close your ears to all of that and pick a college that has the coursework that aligns with what you want to do in life. And then only go to the colleges that you can afford with the least amount or no debt. I would say the best thing you could do for your life and to help your parents or your guardians is to borrow the least amount so that you can start your adult life when you finish college with little to no debt. I can't tell you how many adults that I now counsel in their 40s and 50s and 60s still carrying student loan debt.
All the time, people are like, I have finally, decades later, paid off my college debt. It's that much money. Aaron, you have a question for Michelle.
Yeah, as a young person who strives to be as financially literate as I possibly can, I'm curious of what are very common mistakes or practices that you witness amongst young people that you would consider financially illiterate?
I think following the things that they hear on social media and feeling like this pressure that if they aren't millionaires by their 30, that they're somehow failed. What you two are doing right now will make you a millionaire faster than any of that other stuff. You are saving, you are living below your means, even in your teen years, because teens got a means, right? I like that. Teens got a means. So you've got expenses. And so you are living, the two of you, an example of living below that. Stay with that. And if you can, tune out all that pressure that you've got to do something to become richer. And the other thing I would say is, I don't know if you guys have credit cards, but just don't lean on credit cards. Be very careful about the use of credit, even when you pay it off every month. Because studies show that when you use plastic, you tend to spend more than when you use cash. You do those two things, minimize debt and save, and you are well on your way.
All right, here are the words of Michelle Singletary, personal finance columnist for The Washington Post, and she has joined Jimmy Marino and Aaron Tun, both seniors in our class of 2024 class. Thank you to all three of you for sharing your thoughts. Much appreciated.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.